Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time. That's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Today's lesson is titled Judging Right Judgment. Say that.
Judging Right Judgment.
The text is from the lips of Jesus, St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verses. I'm going to have you shout it back at me for emphasis as I shall read. Judge.
Today I want to talk to you from the subject, Get Your Butt Out of the Way. The word, as I use it in this subject, has only one T, but two T's could also be applicable. I talk to people in all kinds of situations, in all kinds of places, and they give me all kinds of stories. Very often people say to me, Reverend Ike, I want to be such and such a thing, but Reverend Ike, I would like to have such and such a thing. But, oh, Reverend Ike, how I would like to do such and such a thing. But. So finally one day, as somebody was telling me all of these different buts, I just finally blurted out and I said, look, you know, you could be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have if you would just get your butt out of the way. You to make some notes, and I want you to start a project with yourself. I want you to look out for every time you use the word but. And you'll find out in many cases that the only thing that stands between you and what you want is a big but. And you'll discover it's your but. And I have quoted the prophet to you time and time again. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Let's quote that scripture together again. Come on. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. You're going to hear me quoting over and over again ad nauseum for a while. What you say, S-A-Y, is what you get. The word is so important. So many people misunderstand what the word of God is. The theologians don't have the slightest idea what the word of God is. So let me tell you again what the word of God is. What you say about yourself is the word of God to you. Now, it may take you a few minutes to digest that a little. I want to repeat it again, and I want to put it in the first person. What I say about myself is the word of God to me. Together, what I say about myself is the word of God to me. If I say I am poor, that is my word, and that becomes the word of God to me. That becomes the word which determines my experience. That becomes the word which determines my expression. If I say I can't get anywhere, if I say I cannot succeed, if I say I cannot prosper, if I say I can't get a hold of any money, if I say I can't hold any money, if I say nothing works for me, if I say that I'm born to lose, then that is my word and that becomes the word of God to me. And you're never going to get any further in life than the word of God, meaning your word about yourself. The theologians tell us, for example, about that wonderful scripture that it's some big God sitting up in the sky. The scripture that says, my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. We've been taught that that's some big God speaking from the sky. That is not true. This is the truth of the word of every man. The words that go forth out of your mouth, they're not going to come back to you void. They're going to accomplish something. There is creation in your every word. There is creative power in your every word. And I'm going to put that in the first person and have you affirm it with me. There is creative power in my every word. Together, there is creative power in my every word. You see, the infinite has given it to you, the individual, to speak your word of creation. And each person creates his own world by his own word. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we are told that God spoke the world into existence. And so do you every day, every time you open your big mouth, you speak your world into existence. And every time you say, I would like to be, I would like to do, I would like to have, but you put a but in your way. Now, don't think again, and I want to pry you loose from this misconception. Don't you think for a moment that there's some word of God spoken from heaven to you that determines your experience. Not so. The word of God that is spoken by you in your own heart becomes the word of God to you and controls your experience. So if in your heart, if you want to be delivered from any situation, you believe in your heart and feel it in your heart and see it in your heart and say it and confess it, you'll be saved from negative conditions. But notice this, the word is near thee and it's even in your mouth. All you've got to do is to believe it and say it. Now, there are different kinds of buts that people put in their way. And I'm going to find out right now, or rather let you find out individually, what kind of buts you've put in your way. Some people say, Reverend Ike, I'd like to be, to do, and to have such and such a thing, but I don't have any money. This I'll call the no money but. And I'll ask you, and let you examine your heart, do you ever put the no money but in your way? Let's do some confessing here. I do believe in confession, you know. You see, but we confess and forsake. Not enough to say, yeah, I did it, and keep on doing it. But here again, that wonderful book of psychology, the Bible says, if you confess and forsake your sin, you'll have mercy. If you release that error out of your heart, if you release that error out of your mind, if you stop practicing negative thinking in your mind, you'll have mercy, you'll have help. So let's talk about this no money but. Stop and think for a moment, and I thought about this morning in my meditation. Most of the great fortunes, most of the great industries, most of the great institutions in the entire world started with no money. The great fortunes possessed by the great multimillionaires in America today, if you go back to the beginning of that family fortune, you will find out that most of those fortunes started with what? No money. Everywhere you see great success and great riches, it is not difficult to trace it and find that it started with no money. But what did it start with? An idea. Everybody say, idea. Nothing except an idea. But here is the great mystic and actual secret. You see, everything begins with an idea. If you have an idea, you're rich. If you can accept the idea of being wealthy, that in itself will bring you and lead you into the mechanics of becoming wealthy. I can be very personal about this and go right back to the press conference in Detroit when a German newspaper reporter asked me the question, "Well, Reverend Ike, what can you say to the people who are unemployed? How can your philosophy be practically applied in their case?" I said, "Well, I'm a good example of that. I started this multi-million dollar ministry with $200 that I saved up from unemployment compensation back in 1959. I started it with an idea. Let everybody say, idea. Shout it again. And as long as you have an idea, don't say, I don't have anything. If you have an idea, you have everything. Because to tell you the truth, every idea has its own mechanics built into it. Please write that down. An idea never comes to you without the mechanics. Without...
You're listening to Solomon's Temple, on Hindsight Radio.
Hey, peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How's everything?
Hey, you going good. How's everything with you? Got you
hey,
a bird,
good. Yeah. Get in between. Yeah.
I
love that revite, man. You know, heard some brothers, you know, some brothers still don't understand that we in the image of the Creator. They still
right.
don't get it.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, they'd be like, why y'all be, you know, greeting each other like that? You know, that's what's wrong. You got a God.
We greet each other in our proper form.
Right. You know? So, I remember when we coming up, what's up, dog?
Yeah, we'll call each other that, but no problem. Right. Right. We'll call each other. We don't have a problem calling each other, what's up, dog? But when we say peace, God, we get, oh. You know that's programming. That's what that is. It's programming.
Yeah, I mean, it's so mind-blowing. And this is the very thing today. Even in the Bible, they killed Jesus for that. You know,
they
call him a blasphemer. But I think that people they look at this finite body, and I think that's where the problem is. They don't understand that it's six other layers to us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually 10 more layers, but, you know, only 7 pertain to this. This third dimensional container. We leave it out the rest of us. And I think that the physical body, and now then again, it don't get overemphasized because people treat it so poorly. You know, because we really don't treat it that good, but then it's undervalued. And then it's overvalued, you know, because, you know, when they put this part in the ground, that's just the beginning to the next phase, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that identification of the physical body and not looking at the esoteric anatomy that really governs this body is what's throwing everybody off. You know, the true meaning of being a more of the seven seeds, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Being able to move.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was here fixing my water heater.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, I done had that trouble before. But,
man. But, you know what's funny? And I realized this for a while. We put in a lot of work to save this physical body. We put in a whole lot of work. Something that we already know it's got an expiration date. We don't know the date exactly, but we know everybody's going to the same place. So what people do, they want to eat. You know, I'm not saying not to eat healthy. What I'm saying is we go out all the way, eat healthy, exercise. Oh, if we get fronted with life and death situations, the first thing we fear is losing this body. And
that's right.
One of the main reasons why we are in a bad situation, because we didn't want to lose the body.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to lose. We as people, well, they call us black here. I call us indigenous aboriginal people here. A lot of the stuff we find ourselves enslaved to is because we did not want to lose the body.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? We subjected our kids to lifetime. I used to subject our kids to a lifetime of mental and physical slavery because they didn't want to lose the body.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you realize if they really understood? Because you say a lot of people, our ancestors understood spirituality better than we do. I beg to differ. I think a lot of them didn't. Because if they understood the doorways to our existence, hey, take this body. Because I know I'm coming back I'm coming back.
Yes, that's
but
right.
I'm not going to let you take this body and then hold hostage a legacy of other bodies that coming through my seed.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? That's a tough. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to come to that realization when Kanye West said it was a choice. Damn sure it was.
That's right.
Yes, it was. Yes, it's a difficult choice. You're going to get killed. You're going to lose. But that comes from they use the one power that they had against us, our mind, right? Fear them.
That's right.
And gave them power to keep our lives. But yet we have your body as slaves. Your mind as slaves. A system can't work without players.
That's right.
You got to play
that's
the game.
Right.
We chose the losing side.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at it. We got to call it what it is. You know?
That's true. I'm in agreement with you, man. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, this is deep. I had people on Facebook when I agreed, and they said, what do you mean? You're crazy. They would have died if they did this. I said, well, okay, they would have died, but their selfishness in keeping their life subjected all of their children to a life of all of the problems we're dealing with today. Kids getting shot down in the street. You can't even get pulled over for something simple and not worry about your life being taken.
Mm-hmm.
What would have been like if we didn't allow that? When we actually fought to the death. You can't kill us. You kill us all, now you ain't got no slaves. And I say that's better. That's where I think Killmonger was right. He said, kill me.
That's right.
I'd rather die than let you enslave me. Right. You know, that was a very powerful statement. You know,
when
you look at Black Panther, a lot of people didn't agree with me. But I was I was kind of down for Killmonger's plan.
I was down for Killmonger too. It just that Chad, me and him grew up together.
Yeah, you did.
Who? You know, oh, the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yeah, he's from
I thought he was from South Carolina.
Yeah, he's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of like the neighborhood over from me. Yeah, I know his whole family, man. Good people. Man, he a good brother, man. You know, good brother.
Right.
I mean, I remember him. He a good brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything right, you know. So I can't see him, you know, but people, you know, I can't see him selling out. He just blessed.
Oh, no,
you know?
No, I don't believe he's selling. I'm just saying how the movie,
I know you ain't saying he sold out. I'm just talking about the Hollywood game. You know, they slam everybody in Hollywood that they're successful. You know, I know them personally. I think
a lot of that's exaggeration that these boys are selling out like that to homosexuality.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the case in some cases, but I don't think all them brothers are doing that to get where they're going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like, personally, I don't believe Denzel did it. I just don't feel like
either.
He did that. You know, just looking at the type of movies he did over his lifetime, you know?
Yeah, but it tripped me out because, you know, I know the brother and we grew up together. And it's like, dang, man, I like when Kim Buzzle was doing. That's what I was laughing about, agreeing with you. You know, it's like, man, come on, you know. Like, I came to see my partner, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't want that, man. They should let that ride out a little bit before they stop them. You know, like they're doing other movies, they let the villain at least take out a city before they stop
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The villain gets to take out a couple of cities. Then, it's a white villain, but a brother, he can't take out one city before y'all stop him?
And it's like everything that brother said from the start to the beginning was the only thing he did wrong was shot that woman. But everything he did was like, you know, I won't come back and take what's mine. I'm like, wow, he started out strong. You know, he was smart.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, that role was just powerful. And a lot of people felt that role. You know?
Right. A lot of people.
Even dying.
Disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he didn't die with, he died with honor.
Right.
You know, yeah. And that goes back for since the beginning of time to summarize. You know, they were following his sword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna carry over into the easy lifetime.
Right.
You know?
But he died, but he gets to come back. He goes to the ancestors.
Right.
So, you know, either way. Everybody has a path after this. You know, this is just a one of the stops that we, you know,
that's
in this
right.
existence. And we fear so much to lose this. And tell you the truth, this existence is is a trivial existence. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's really the beginning stages of what's to come. You know, the challenges you'll meet in the other existences. This is the playground, basically, although it's a tough playground. That's why we ain't gonna leave here till we get it right. We understand what this playground is all about, you know. But so many people are selling out just to hold on to this. They don't want to let go. The whole key to our existence is to let go.
That's right.
This ain't it. Let it go. Accept and let go.
It'll help a lot of things, though.
Huh?
It'll help a lot of things. Just, you know, even, you know, there's so many things you can let go. You know, traveling lightly.
Right.
You know?
A lot of stuff we have, we don't need it all. We got accumulating things that's going to rust and fade away anyway. Yeah, man. If anybody got something to say to Solomon, hit that one. Question, y'all want a reading, talk about health? This is the health man. Also, his number is 803-661-8945 to reach him for your health needs or any other spiritual needs. What I know you say it all the time, but give him a breakdown of what all you do.
Okay, we do. Like, see, for one, you know, we have plant, we have all the herbs. I mean, you know, a wide range. I mean, you know, a very vast range of herbs that we keep. We have a wide range of crystals, essential oils. You know, we have those. We have the best herbs for real. You know, high quality, because it's different grades of herbs. You got grade A, B, and C. I would like to say it's some D and F quality level herbs. Some herbs, all herbs don't have the same strength. You know, I see herbs that's old and they completely just trash. And the difference in the quality. The quality of the herb. And the quality of the herb affects the potency of the herb, you know. We grow herbs and we try to deal with people that grow the highest quality. We don't want herbs that sit around, you know. Even the herbs that we have, all of them are fresh. We use them too quick. For them to, we don't just have herbs just sitting around, you know. We don't do that.
That's a good question. What's your shelf life? You buy some herbs. What's your shelf life when you start?
They good for a couple of years, but we don't even keep them a year, you know. I mean, because we use them and we direct people to them. We're not going to just let them sit around. And it's amazing because we have so many different selections to choose from. And see, like, the shelf life can change based off what you keep the herbs in as well.
Right.
You know, how you store them in containers that don't take a whole bunch of light. You know, because over time that'll take the potency out of, you know.
Right.
And see, now we're in that.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what should you store them in? Glass jars? What's the best?
Yeah, I like glass jars the best. And I like dark glass. I like dark brown bags. You know, those are good. Even if you have to have them in a Ziploc bag, you know, I'll put them back in something dark, you know. And I like them brown bags because they can breathe, you know. Because we use, like, even when we dry them out, you know, when we get them fresh and we have a nice drying process, our own process, that I learned from my grandfather just growing up on the farm, you know. We also do numerology and astrology readings, which is the most important thing you can do. There's nothing more important than that. There's nothing more important than knowing you. And I think too many people want to know everything else but they self, and they think they know they self, and you learn yourself as you go. But it's a lot that you don't know. It's a lot of things that can be avoided. There's things like you can minimize your trouble in your life. Most people don't know how to navigate. You know, a lot of brothers, you know, I understand about traveling without license and everything. I get it. And it's high science. But there's also a way to travel without the restrictions that govern you. We all got things that govern us. You know, a lot of brothers, they're seeing a lot of trouble with court and a lot of trouble with just a lot of stuff. Couldn't avoid it if they knew how to navigate. Certain people, you just can't do certain things. Some people can take it. They can ship a whole shipment of drugs across the other side of the world and they won't get in trouble. The next man can't even get down the street doing it. It's a reason for that.
That ain't what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You seen it in the American Gangster. And Frank Lucas was able to do all the worst stuff. You know?
And still, as soon as he went out his element and wore that damn fancy-ass coat, he had problems.
That's when he had problems. But it's certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do. There's certain days of the week that just work better. Certain days of the week you're going to have trouble. Certain things you're prone to, you know. Some people are prone. I see people that have, you know, accidents and things all the time. They're just prone to that. So they got to learn how to avoid certain things. But there's a way to navigate through all of that. There are certain foods that you should eat, you know. There are certain things that can prevent you from experiencing a lot of trouble. Now, the alkaline diet is good, but the alkaline diet is not going to prevent all your health problems. Your health problems are going to be prevented off your individual astrology. Daily, I see people that is diabetic don't even eat things to cause diabetes. You know, I have people that eat better than Dr. Sabi eats and have health problems because they're missing key things that they body needs that transcend race. You see what I'm saying? There's things that transcend that. And it's all based off, and when I say your astrology, I'm not talking about, I'm a Pisces, I'm a Virgo. That's very low level. It's much deeper. It's deeper than your sun and moon sign and your rising sign. You know, it's very more detailed. But if all you know is that, hey, I'm a Taurus, I'm a Gemini, then that's good because that will help you to a high degree, but it's more than just that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It helps you, you know, a lot of times you see people that, there's a lot of different things that people have. And the ancients, this is how they dealt with life. This is how the ancients did it. I talking to one of my friends from India that I do a lot of business with. I get a lot of herbs and things because I like herbs from different regions. Most of the adaptogenic plants, the plants that have adaptogenic properties are from India and Asia. We don't have a lot of adaptogen plants and North or South America. We have a form of ginseng, the American ginseng, and then we have some soma on this side and a couple of mushrooms, but most of the adaptogen plant gonna come from Asia, that region. A little bit of parts of Africa. But most of them going to come from there, so I got a good connection with him. But we be talking, and so I was like, his daughter, one of his children, about to get married. And, you know, over since since he's not living over there, he travels back and forth to gather his herbs and come back and to deal with wholesalers in America. And so I was working with him with his daughter. The candidate he had for his daughter wasn't going to be a good candidate for him because over there they deal with astrology. I had him laughing because his system of astrology is different from the way we do it over here. You know, there's different forms of astrology, but they all come out to the same thing. You know, it don't matter if it's Egyptian astrology, Chinese astrology, it's still going to come out to the same thing. Don't get caught up in names. I'm Osiris. That's just the system. Or I'm a rat in Chinese. You know, I get it. You know. Mm-hmm. So the one that he wants for his daughter, but he's wise enough to know that. He said that's how they do it over there. But he just don't have a astrologer he can use in India, you know.
Right.
And so the first person he had for his daughter, they went and worked together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the West, we believe in this love thing, which is the romantic relationship. it's nice and it makes good movies, but it don't work like that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Now, the funny thing about it, most of us, which is still, you know, good that we marry, and some people get the person that they're supposed to be with, and what you're going to find is it match up with them from an astrologic standpoint, but their percentage of divorce is so low in these Eastern countries is because it's based off astrology. You see what I'm saying? Now, they going to have a selection, a pool that they pull from. And the pool that they pull from, they're going to try to, he wanted a guy from a family that he considered a good family, you know. The guy he wanted, his father is like a big time heart surgeon in India, you know, and their family, you know, has done well over there. So it makes sense for his daughter to marry. If she wanted to marry, you know, she had an interest in him, but it's not gonna work. You know. They'd be good on paper, but it won't be a harmonious union. You see what I'm saying? And see, a lot of times you do case studies in USC, you know. You see a lot of things that happen with people that's based off that. And I see this firsthand every day, you know, a difference in and diet, and you know, it's a diet that's for you, and that's a diet that's for everybody. We get caught up in these fads and what's hype and what the media put forward, and they trivialize astrology. It's become trivial. Even if you look in the paper, they make little jokes about it. You know, it's taken as this stuff is just is more accurate than the weather forecast. You see,
right
now, the best thing, the choice that we have is making the best of an astrological forecast, because no matter what you do, you're gonna learn what you come here to do. And it has to be a hard one. It can be a hard one. But a lot of people have problems. You see people with just so much. And then, like, even back in the day, when the your grandparents, they wait and do certain things. They live by the almanac.
Yeah.
They live by the
Farmer's
almanac. You cut your hair on this day. You pull your tooth on this day. Now we just so out of rhythm with the universe. We just take plants off the tree out of rhythm. We grow things out of rhythm based off the need for a dollar. Yeah, everything is based off that. Today, you know, this day you shouldn't, you know, certain days you shouldn't do certain things, you know. When people jumping on, no, don't do that, you know. Certain things you just don't do on certain days, you know. But it's deep when you look at the whole thing and how most things could be just changed just by doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what are you supposed to do for you to become the God that you destined to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
How you gonna raise yourself up to the highest level? You know,
right.
What's your navigation? Even when it comes to certain days, like when certain people are born on certain days, these people was a time they kill anybody born on this day. So they know that person gonna be a problem mm-hmm. today to the establishment of it. Not to mention, every religion is based off astrology. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims praying
right.
in the east. The Christians worshiping what they think is a S-O-N and it's really the S-U-N, you know. Even in yoga, the yoga poses mimic
right.
the sun. And so we have to come to this realization that them things, them orbs of light that we see in space, and we ain't nothing on it because that those orbs of light are within us. It ain't even up there, and nobody can go up there. And I ain't even gonna try to argue with nobody about that. If you can go up there, okay, you can go up there. It ain't nothing up there. That's a reflection of what's going on from within us. You know, those are light bodies that govern as above, so below. So now we got to look at it from a alchemical standpoint. You know. How can we match heaven and earth together? You know, how can we do that? You know, because see, we got, you got like how you feel internally, then you got the outside influences externally. You know,
right.
So we look at it as like, you know, what's going on? How things were fair for you in 2019 is the external factor, but then you also have an alchemical governing factor inside you that influence how you feel internally during that year. So a lot of times they don't match well, and we have to find a way to harmonize that, to make the year better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, I talked with somebody this morning, and this year is not going to be a financial year for her. This year is going to be a year of spiritual growth, and that's what she's supposed
mm-hmm.
to learn. I'm going to help her on the spiritual plane to get things moving for her. You know, we have to do some spiritual help to influence. But the purpose of this year is for her to grow mentally and spiritually. And so I gave her a bunch of things to study to help her based off what she has to learn for this cycle. You know, you even find that yearly your interest has changed, and what you was into last year, you might not be into this year. You know, what people,
that's right.
You know, you get into different things. There's a reason for that. You get into different things. What you find interesting might not be interesting. You know?
So
this year, there's certain things that she must learn and deal with, but it's not going to be the bit for that year.
So you know, not to spend a lot of money. Got a couple
okay.
people with their hand up. I'm going to get these calls.
Oh, great.
Let's see what's up. 716-541.
Yeah.
Peace. Hello? 716-541.
Hello?
All right.
Hey, I heard it say something.
Hold on. Yeah, I was. Hello, we hear you
now.
Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you now.
How are you?
Good.
I'm well. So I have a couple questions for you, Mr. Solomon, or
okay.
Brother Solomon, however you'd like to be addressed.
Okay.
I want to know, what are the best herbs that you recommend for detoxing the body?
Okay. Now, that's a good question. What part of the body do you want to detox?
Mainly the blood, like the full body detox. Yeah.
Okay. So if your emphasis is on the blood, sarsaparilla, and there's several forms of sarsaparilla. I like the.
So you like sarsaparilla?
Yes, I like the Jamaican form, the Honduran form, and the Mexican form. You know, those are really good for detoxing your blood. The Indian form is good, but I find those other two forms be better,
okay.
For your blood. And they're good for balancing. Those three forms are good for balancing your hormones as well, male and female hormones, okay? So then we got the yellow dot, which is an outstanding blood builder. It probably has arguably the most iron out of per ounce than any other plant, the yellow dot. That definitely builds your blood. You know, as well as sarsaparilla, but yellow dot is a major blood builder. The dandelion leaf is good for the blood. The dandelion root is good for the blood too, because it's really good for your liver. The burdock is out. Yeah, the burdock is outstanding. Not only does it purify your blood, it does amazing results for shrinking tumors and cysts, and those are really good. There are a lot more, but those are easy to find, and they extremely effective. You know, you'd be happy with those, okay?
And is there any specific order to take them? Is it okay to take all that stuff together, or is that not recommended?
Yeah, you can take it together. You can take it separate.
Okay.
They're good.
And I know
way.
You mentioned.
Go ahead.
Okay. You mentioned that you sell the fresh herbs as well. Do you have a website where we can, purchase them?
Yes. You can call out. Well, we don't have all our. It's a lot of stuff. Most of the stuff you have to call and see, because there's a lot of stuff we don't have available on there like that, because it's so much stuff we have. But our number is 803-661-8945.
Okay. All right. And then if we call, I can just add.
Yes. We have those. Okay.
All right, and that was 803-661-8945.
Right, and we're located on 6615 Two Notch Road.
All right, and this is in
Columbia,
Georgia?
South Carolina.
No,
that's
Columbia,
South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess I'll have to stop by when I take a trip out to South Carolina.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So now
I'm
home.
We can definitely feel whatever you need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
Yeah, and that was her last question. Okay, good.
Yes, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
thank you.
All right. 347-319.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
Peace, God.
How you doing, King?
Doing good. Doing great.
Peace, God. How's, you know what I mean? That's what's good, God. Hey, man, I just called to say thank you, man. You know, again, man, for putting out them remedies, man. You know,
yeah,
like they say, that hindsight radio shit don't work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're talking about.
Word life,
yeah.
Man. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, brothers, man, bringing this shit to the forefront, man. Standing up, you know what I mean? And letting it be known, man. Let people know, man. You want that remedy? Come get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to get it, man. It's there. You know what I mean? Really understand, understand, and know what it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process right now.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on my 9-8. You know what I'm saying? I got my EIN.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Got that going.
That's good.
You know, the original CPN, you know what I'm saying? So,
all
you know,
good.
I thank you, brothers, man. I'm, you know, staying on top of my math, man. Showing my love, showing my support,
right.
B. Showing my thanks,
yeah,
my gratitude.
You got any health questions you got for the brothers?
Well, you know what, man? I was just listening to the brother. I wanted to ask him. I was writing down what he was saying about the yellow dock and the burdock and the sarsaparilla.
Uh-huh.
But he mentioned something about the leaf of another plant.
Oh,
what was the
dandelion.
The dandelion. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. See, that plant got a very interesting chemistry. You know, real interesting chemistry. It's, you know, a lot of people, like the blood, like the kidneys, it's really good for the kidneys.
Okay.
Very good for the kidneys. The leaf and the root. And, you know, it's amazing what it do for the kidneys. And what I like about all of these plants, they don't just purify you. They actually add and build to you. You feel strong with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't have to be on a dialysis machine.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I was listening, and I started to do the maple syrup with the man, you got so many remedies, bro. It's crazy.
With the cayenne pepper.
I even got my shorty doing the maple syrup. She's like, yo, I'm telling you, that shit clean out. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Stop messing with that high fructose corn syrup and shit. Fuck your blood
That's
up.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Maple syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Make sure you
it's
just
worth paying fucking
$8.
You know what I mean?
It's not really all maple.
Huh?
You know, maple syrup is like they be having it. Now, what's the consistency of maple syrup when it's
in its purest form?
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
what
that.
Is the consistency,
like
Solomon, of that?
Yeah. I like, and see, the best one is that amber. Grade B. It's on
Amber Grade B. Okay, yeah, that joint is like $8 to $12, but it's worth it because that shit is good, man. If you could, all you need is a catful, and that shit is like you feel it immediately, like
now,
oh shit.
Now we got this lady this lady. She had me laughing because she's a farmer, but I ain't think you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was just selling the product. It's just this black lady that we deal with. But we get our honey from her. And, you know, this lady is amazing. But she has that raw, perfect honey. And now that one has, when you say the consistency, it is solid. You have to heat it up to melt it. And it don't really taste as that sweet. But it's amazing that the health benefits you can get from using it. It's an antibiotic. It's so much you can do with it, you know. I poured a splinter out my granddaughter's hand with that honey because it has a good drawing action. And you can take it and, you know, soothe your throat. You know, it is funny because I give them a little teaspoon, like a little half a teaspoon for their little throat. And, you know, usually you think your kids be wanting honey, but it don't taste as sweet. It don't got that sweet taste like that. So a lot of people don't like it. And it's more pricey than the other honey, but it's a natural antibiotic.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, so this ain't that honey in the bee honey.
I've seen it. They put the honeycomb itself in the jar, and it's like $16 for the whole honeycomb.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah, and it looked like a kind of like beeswax a little bit.
Yeah.
Before you melt it. Yeah, that's the best. Then they got one that's even greater than the one we have, and it's called the Manuka honey. And that one is double the price of the one we have. And it's like, you know, you can, it's pricey, but it's called the Manuka honey. Yeah, that's the best. And that grade B maple syrup. But that's a good one, you know, because the one the brother was talking about on the phone was he mixed it with the lemon juice and the cayenne pepper. The cayenne pepper is an amazing plant, you know.
I like cayenne pepper.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now,
before
we go, I had a question. What about people who have issues, had a stroke or they have, I know that main reason for that is dehydration. But
right,
what do they do?
Yes, like for one, you have to feed the brain with nutrients. You have to feed the nervous system with nutrients. You have to make sure that the blood is the quality of the blood is not so thick, you know. And you don't need blood thinners to correct that, you know. And one thing you can use, like you were saying, like the cayenne and maple syrup, but we use plants like butcher's broom. They keep the blood circulation, and that prevents them clots. The horse chestnut, brain herbs like golden cola, ginkgo, bromelain, ashwagandha, you know, these are outstanding brain herbs. Elderflower cleans out the brain cavity where you know your focus. Guaco is outstanding for keeping the blood thin. I mean, it's a lot of plants you can use, you know, that's good for that. And what's interesting is they don't even taste bad. One of my favorites is the holy thistle. Oh, they call it blessed thistle, and even one of the
peace God. What
the
they call it? What do they call it?
Which one?
They call it what? You going so fast? I'm writing while you talking. Like
okay, let me see. I'm sorry, but let's see. Which one did you get?
Where you left off at
where
I got when you started with the brain herbs, when you started with the ashwagandha, the golden chestnut.
Yeah, well, see, the horse chestnut helped more with circulation and keeping the blood thin, you know. Cause see, you're gonna want plants that help the blood circulate good. You know, that's good. And see, the holy thistle, I love that a lot. That's good for the heart and the brain and the blood. I mean, it's a the blister, so like, you know, even a little wicked pope, they named it, gave him a name of it, Saint Benedict, you know, one of them, you know. I ain't disrespecting the Catholics. I know some of them brothers. I had this African sister, you know, she told me she was married to the Pope, so. I'd be forgetting how some people take that stuff so serious, you know. But they named it after him. You know, it's such an amazing plant, you know. It helps with blood circulation. It'll equalize the pressure if it's too high, too low. I mean, it's an outstanding plant, you know. But you have to use certain things, because one thing to build up the area and keep the blood flow, but then sometimes you have to clean out the brain, you know, with elderflower and guaco, you know.
But let me ask you something, right? If you have like a plaque buildup, or somewhat of a plaque buildup in there, like in the artery, what will help to break that down?
Yeah. So one thing that helps with that is that the butcher's bone. That help cleanse the area. See, any like we talk telling us, any blood purifier will help with that. But then the bush's broom keeps the integrity of the arteries strong. Black walnut leaves keep this integrity. You don't want the veins and the arteries to be weak. The lily of the valley cleans out that brain, but you got to be careful with that one. That's a very strong, powerful plant. Now that should be used in situations when somebody then had a stroke and needed to correct that problem. But, you know, some of the problems is that people occur when they start taking these pharmaceutical drugs, and they kind of throw off the chemistry in itself anyway.
Right, because of the anesthetic.
Yeah, and they keep you in that state.
Right. The body doesn't absorb anything. It's just like a what they call it when they run them a placebo, the fake ass clinical trial.
Right.
AKA the Jedi mind.
Chapter 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I was.
Yeah, that's right. But may I answer all your questions, brother?
Peace, God.
Yeah, that answers all the brother questions. I just wanted to make sure I got the brother right before we end.
Yeah. Did you have any more questions,
okay.
Brother?
Nah, that's peace, oh. God. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Yeah, man. Peace
all
to the
right,
God.
Man, next week, same time, every Wednesday,
that's
10
right.
a.m. Oh,
that's right.
The numbers were pretty good for the first day on 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Just keep putting it out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah,
so they can, I'll check you out a little bit later.
Peace, God. Yeah, you know, I got an appointment, so peace.
I know you got to make your rounds.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. Peace.
All right. Thank you.